This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, last day of February 2023. We're in here to help you with debt relief, among other things. What you're eating, what you're enjoying, what's the good news? The good news is there may be two lottery winners in that $2 billion. Well, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. $2 billion was in the pot, but to whom does it belong? Is the question of the day. Apparently, the California lottery is in the midst of a suit because they're trying to verify the rightful owner of the winning ticket. Huh?
Well, so, yeah, there's a guy who's filed a lawsuit or a complaint that he had the winning ticket. It was stolen from him. And the lottery is like, well, that's not our job to figure out. We verified who had the ticket at the time. And by our stance, the proper person has won. If you have a problem, you need to take it to authorities. And then authorities can bring it to us. So the lottery is kind of like, we're washing our hands of this.
Well, I think they can. The rule is, if you show up with a winning number on a ticket, you get the dough. We're not going to try to prove.
And that's what, don't they always say, sign your name on the back of the ticket? So then that's how you stake ownership. You sign your name on the back of the ticket.
I didn't know that. Really? Yeah, you show up with a ticket and you, okay, so that's who they make the check out to. However the name appears on the back of the ticket, that's who gets the check, I guess. Yeah? That's how it works. Listen, if you're so irresponsible, you've got to... I guard any tickets I buy with my life. For that very reason, guard them with your life. So it couldn't have been that important to him. It would seem, anyway, common sense would tell you, that if you have a lottery ticket and you have a chance, you have a chance. Everybody's got a chance of winning. Maybe it's only one in 300 million, but... And just instead of being nonchalant about it, you put it aside.
Apparently some guy stole it, and then it ended up in the hands of a different person who is the lottery winner, and so the lawsuit is apparently naming it against both those people.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that's proven in court.
Hunga bunga. Okay, let's get to the statistical department of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we have a number from the Super Bowl. A number of people watching was down 30% this year. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but that's not the stat I was interested in. I was interested in how many chicken wings were eaten during the Kansas City-Philadelphia game, because everybody thought, it's Philly. Cheesesteak will be number one. National Chicken Council, who knew there was such a thing? Bawk, 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 bawk. They released... their chicken wing report, the report to America on how many people had chicken wings. I don't know how many people ate them, but almost 1.5 billion with a B. 1.5 billion chicken wings were consumed during Super Bowl weekend this year. That's an increase of 2% from last year's report. 84 million more wings were eaten this year than last year. This is info from the National Chicken Council. Who knew that there was a National Chicken Council? Not only do they have a National Chicken Council, but they have a spokesperson for the National Chicken Council, whose name is Tom Spear. And he said, quote, the two main reasons, more favorable prices and more people getting back to normal, getting together for the big game. Okay, so that kind of flies in the face of reality. So I'm wondering how much of whatever else was said is credible, because for him to say that the price of chicken wings was less this year than last year is a bold-faced, inconsistent statement with reality. You remember, now I'm not trying to throw cold water on something that people think is fun. It's a great story, and it's a good line in a newspaper, a throwaway. Look how many chicken wings were eaten. But because of the avian flu, and the fact that it spread wider and wilder than has been the case in recent history, there were 43 million fewer birds around last year than there were the year before. Now, then the question would be asked, how many birds does it take to make a billion chicken wings? The more important question is, were they really chicken wings? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And now comes Doug the Sleuth. Really? Were you really eating chicken wings? Or were you eating something else that smelled like chicken wings, that tasted like chicken wings, but were they really chicken wings? My question, inquiring minds want to know how we came up with a billion and a half chicken wings, which would mean each chicken who has two wings, that would mean we have to raise 750 million chickens just to supply the chicken wings for Super Bowl. And because experts on the avian flu have told us that 45 million birds were put down last year because of the avian influenza, deadly bird flu, and because it's still around this year, it's coming back. It went away during the summer because the heat kind of cooks it out like it does. That's the same, by the way, as corona or any virus. That's why I have fewer colds and flus and stuff in the summertime, because the heat cooks all of those viruses and you're not so susceptible to them. In the wintertime when it's cold, they thrive. So anyway, the challenges are coming back, they say, whoever they are, the USDA, in the springtime, another bird flu outbreak is expected. So there were 317 commercial farms that were hit with this problem last year in 47 different states. And I said 48 million. I'm looking at the updated stats. I get 58 million birds were culled over the past 10 months. So do you really think you were eating chicken wings? Or were you doing what the, you know, they don't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore for a reason. Because when you order things like chicken wings or chicken nuggets, you're not getting real chicken. You're getting...
Especially if it's the processed stuff.
Right. It's ground up everything from a chicken. So it tastes like a chicken, smells like a chicken, but it's not really chicken flesh. It's chicken...
It's chicken. It's rubber chicken.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of
right.
Like one of those things when you are, the time of year when you're making pumpkin pie or something and you get those cans of pumpkin and it's not 100% pumpkin, it's squashes. Closely, you know, because pumpkin is a squash.
Yeah, right.
Or there's other things like that, too, like
mix
tuna,
them up.
Where a lot of times it says it's a tuna dish, but it's something else.
Right. It's simulated tuna.
The imitation crab, that's spelled with a K.
Well, you have to, this is a quick story. So on I went out Thursday night. Okay. So Friday, I had gone up to see the doctor to get my eyes checked after the operation. And coming down in the building where his office is a little, kind of a little restaurant, it's a little kind of a food bar. So I ordered a tuna salad. And I ate some of it and I didn't want to eat too much. So I put it in a plastic container and I had it with me all weekend long in the car. So the kids and I go to the farmer's market. You see the pictures of us that I posted on my own Facebook page, Doug Ford, facebook.com/Doug7. You see a picture of Sophie and of young Mr. Jasper and Brendan and I eating. It's cold, but we right after that we're walking back to the car, and so when I'm opening up the door, Sophie sees the salad, the container with the chicken, the tuna salad on the front seat, and she says to me, "What's that?" And I said, well, it's a tuna salad I bought the other day. So Brendan, who's notoriously scrutinizing my food all the time, raised his eyebrow and said, Dad, when did you buy that? I said, I got it on Friday. Well, this is Sunday. So Sophie reaches into the car, grabs it, says, this is a biohazard, runs across the street to a dumpster and throws it in the dumpster. So that was the end of my tuna fish. But you know, in a sense, that is, I tell you the story because that sort of thing you can't leave around, no. Whether it's chicken salad, tuna salad, whatever it is. And more, the things that they say are chicken salad or tuna salad are not really because of things like the avian flu. They can't keep up with, so they come up with something else because it's a big seller. Right? Get it? Okay. What do they do with the old chickens that are no longer laying eggs? I have long maintained and explained to you in our farm, food, and family segments, it becomes chicken soup, oftentimes Campbell's chicken soup or other major manufacturers, but Campbell's the best known. And Campbell's is the best known because they've been around for the longest. In fact, we have cracked open the old commercial vault and found a commercial that probably most of you have not ever heard before. Some of you may remember this, but in case you didn't, here's a compelling Campbell's ad from eons ago.
Good. Johnny came calling one Sunday. The girl of his dreams was so sweet. She served him some wonderful dishes. But he found the meal incomplete.
No soup?
Good day, Irene. Good day. Goodbye, he sighs. To get the punch of soup for lunch,
I'll seek another bride.
Oh, what a wailing and sighing.
Oh, what shall I do, Mother dear? Just reach for some soup from the soup shell. You'll soon have your Johnny back here.
Did someone say soup?
Soup and a salad, delicious. Soup and a sandwich is great. Soup for lunch is nutritious.
Yes, you are my...
Spring bathrobe on, ladies.
Lovely.
Different bathrobes for different seasons. So here we are enjoying a beautiful spring day. It's Monday the 16th. At least where I am. What about where all of you are? Jennifer, the weather's been great in L.A. I know that because I
talk
to my children.
Very hot in L.A.
Yeah, getting warm.
Yeah, 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jay, you've been a moving target the past week. And a number
yes,
of,
I had a moment yesterday where I was like, what time zone am I in? But Cleveland's great. Yeah. It rained a lot last night, but yesterday was beautiful. Yeah. We went on a bunch of walks. And
oh,
it's
cool.
It's so nice up in Cleveland rather than summers in the south. I like living in Nashville, but not summertime.
Well, but Cleveland, Ohio, can be humid. On the lake, it's a little bit better where your father
it's
is.
It's much tolerable. Yeah.
Right. Much more
like,
tolerable.
It's already summer down in Nashville. It's still spring here in Cleveland.
Right. And where Victoria is on the beach in New Jersey, always a nice breeze there, right? It's always pretty
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we've got some really bad storms blowing in today, though.
Really?
We've got tornado warnings and
Ooh.
High winds. Yeah, it's going to be pretty gnarly here today. So, like, I'm going to be watching Amber Heard get cross-examined today. That's like what I'm doing all afternoon.
Oh,
It's day one of Amber Heard being cross-examined by Johnny Depp's attorney, and I cannot wait to see how she holds up on this.
Who said the world isn't going to hell? All right. Well, anyway, no matter what you do today, make it matter. Make it matter not only for today.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 at the hour. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to peddle us through some more items of interest from the trending department. Here's some good news for a lot of students in Texas. We'll have that for you after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, now let's get the story behind the story of this donor who paid off the student debt for how many students here, Jay?
More than 100. At Wiley College in Texas, they were at their ceremony, and then the president and CEO of the college announced that all of their debts had been paid off.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, almost.
Do we know who did it, or is just...
No, anonymous. And that was almost $300,000 worth of debt. This college has historically tried to lower the cost of tuition and room and board fees for a while, to the point where for this past year, or this current class, the average cost was $17,500.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
I mean, just think about how wonderful, what a relief for all of those students. It's just good. You know, we get so lost in the, you know, the blah blahs of life, and this is a problem and that's a problem. Here's something else from the Good News Department. Scientists are developing devices that will turn salt water into drinkable water. Now, that's not new, desalinization, but it really addresses the issue now when we talk about California, especially, or the Southwest, where it's so dry. Do you know only 3% of the Earth's water is fresh? The rest of it's all salt water.
It's astounding.
So why aren't we doing desalinization everywhere? I thought the fact that this new device that you can use, you know, somebody who lives at the beach, that's the reason I'm bringing this up. If you live at the beach, Victoria, or you have beach, the frontage belongs to you, you can run a hose into the ocean and desalinate the water and drink it yourself. Use it for showers, whatever it is.
Is that legal?
Why wouldn't it be legal? The water doesn't belong to anybody. Why wouldn't it be legal?
That makes... I feel like that's not legal.
Why? Why wouldn't it be legal? I'd do it in a second.
I know you would, but we've had this theme today about you not respecting authority.
Well, I'm just saying, why would it be illegal?
I don't know the answer for sure, but I will Google if you can just
take ocean
water with you.
You know why I have no respect for
you?
These are the same people that come up with, you can't feed the homeless leftover restaurant food, you have to throw it away.
No, I know.
That's the kind of stuff.
That's why I think it's illegal. That's what makes me think it's illegal.
Well, let's hope you're wrong. 28 after the hour.
Taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is taking up a legal fight over President Biden's executive order plan to wipe away student loan debt and put the financial obligation onto you, the taxpayer. The High Court is hearing arguments today in 2 challenges to the plan, which so far has been blocked by judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last about 2 hours. President Biden held a Black History Month reception at the White House.
History matters and Black history matters. Look, I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth, and who we are as a nation.
The U.S. Marshals Service announced a security breach over a week ago that resulted in the compromise of sensitive information through a ransomware attack. The affected system contains law enforcement sensitive information, USMS investigations, and certain USMS employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Get inspired. It's 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we record our way into history in one way or another. Did you know and do you care? This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, Jay, that all human beings are 99.9% identical genetically. Something that I want to talk to Uri Geller about. And I wonder whether that goes into other things. He recently put on his website, Uri's website, something about animal intelligence and how animals, whether it be, because we're animals, are we categorically distinct or do other animals have the same kind of intellectual intelligence? And it just is distributed or communicated in a different way. All right? I want to know. I want to get to the bottom of that. Okay, let's get to a couple of things that are going on. I guess that we would consider this to be the people department. Former NFL player Eric Johnson, among eight defendants indicted on a number of charges in Georgia as part of a multi-county crackdown on human trafficking and gang-related activity. Great. So Johnson, who's 46, seven other members of what they call the Lotto Gang, facing charges of trafficking of persons for sexual servitude, violation of the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act, conspiracy to violate the racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations, the RICO Act, aggravated assault and kidnapping. Good call. Johnson is one of the eight who's been indicted. He had a leadership role in the operation, according to prosecutors. His involvement in human trafficking of at least four women, underage girls. Absolutely. All six of these guys and a couple of women were accused of using the proceeds to support their members, purchase weapons. This guy's got to be one creep. Worse than that, subhuman, should be in jail for the rest of his life. And say, well, he's innocent until proven guilty. Not when there's all this stuff that's looming, when all these people, I can believe if one person is charged, sometimes you can corrupt the system. But when you got six people all at the same time, or eight suspects, in fact,
well, and six also men. Not just evidence that he was affiliated with this, but he had a leadership role.
Man, what the hell's the matter with people? Really, honestly, how do you make this all, how do you make these pieces fit together? All right, let's see what the Supreme Court is doing. Apparently, they're going to be discussing today. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments over whether Mr. Biden can cancel student debt. The ruling probably won't come out till this summertime. But how many people, and it's phrased in different ways, okay? Is this to help low-income Americans? Is this to help those who have $20,000 in student debt? Is this to forgive that debt? And is that appropriate for you if you have this debt, if you don't fit into the category? See, that's what's wrong with it, and that's why it's going to the Supreme Court, and that's why it probably is going to get overturned, because there's a prejudice here that is not appropriate. That's the way I read it. That's what I said when this first came out last year. I get that we have increasing education debt. A lot of Americans have accumulated this debt. And so for the federal government to cancel it, I'm paying my taxes. I'm not going to go along with this. I wouldn't go along with this. I'd be part of a class action lawsuit to stop it, in fact. So if you make under $125,000 a year, if you're married and you make $250,000 a year, under that you'll be eligible for $20,000 in debt relief to pay back your college bills. There's something. What about other things that we owe money for? Okay, you're going to give us back $20,000. I've got $20,000 in credit card debt. All right, I want the government to pay that for me. Where does it stop, frankly? Where does it go? So this is a $400 billion expense for the taxpayer. Where the hell do these people come up with these ideas? It is important to address the increasing cost of college and the number of people going to college who probably don't need to go to college. They would probably be better served if they went to a trade school or they learned a trade. But at any rate, I just find that I'm appalled by this.
Well, and that's just putting a band-aid over a problem.
Yeah,
actually,
a bad
fix
problem.
The issue.
Yeah.
People
yes.
shouldn't have to go into debt, and then it's the word is escaping me. When you pay for something and then you end up owing so much more money, why can't I think of that word, Doug?
Say that again?
The word is escaping me. When you are paying for something, but then there is also the additional payments you have to pay, and it ends up being more than the loan you actually took out, what is that word that is completely escaping me?
Interest.
Yes, thank you.
The interest that you're paying, yeah.
And it ends up
also,
being more.
Yep, the Supreme Court is also, at the moment, involved in explaining how they could strike down the old law in New York on guns, and there's some confusion now about this. Citizens do not need to justify their right to carry guns. So is this the new national standard? There's a lot of confusion on this. The Supreme Court this year is not doing a good job at explaining itself. And so all of this stuff, instead of clarifying things, which is what the Supreme Court's supposed to do, they're confusing the issues and confusing those. You know, I guess the question here is, in New York State, can you carry guns legally here, everywhere, nowhere? The Supreme Court overturned a law in New York that was 100 years old, ruling that citizens had a broad right to carry concealed weapons. The state legislature made certain areas off limits to firearms in the last 10 years or so. The new law is going to be challenged in court. As a matter of fact, there are 10 lawsuits against it already. You could have figured that would happen because the gun people just don't want any incursion. This is out of control. Guns are out of control. No matter who's responsible, somebody, some group, some leader has got to grab a hold of this and do something about it. This is out of control. All right, in 60 seconds, Uri Geller is going to... I just made mention of what the Genome Project is all about. I want to talk with Uri about not only human intelligence, but animal intelligence. That's up next. Stand by for Uri here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, here we are at 43 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It's Tuesday. We like to visit with Uri Geller from Israel to find out what he's thinking, what he's experiencing, what people ought to know. You sent me a note, and I sort of tied this into something, I don't know if you're listening, a few minutes ago, when I was talking about human intelligence, the Genome Project, that sort of thing. Can you hear me, Uri? Uri may not be able to hear me. James, are you sure he's connected so that he can hear me? Because it doesn't sound like he can hear me. I don't... No. All right. Uri! Knock, knock. Nah, he can't hear us. So, there's something screwy going on. All right. Hold on a minute. We'll get to that. I want to talk about, as I was mentioning a few minutes ago, Jay, the Human Genome Project and the fact that 99% of us are all the same. You wonder sometimes. Twins.
They're like basically the same DNA.
Yeah, right. So if all human beings are 99.99% identical genetically, then why is it we have such a tough time getting along? I guess that would be... that's my question to those of you who think you're so different from everybody else. In fact, your makeup is the same. Doesn't make any difference what color your skin is. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. Doesn't make any difference what your body composition is in the sense of how much ice cream you eat or how many hamburgers you eat or whatever it is, the old expression, you are what you eat. I'm not sure that that's true anymore. All right, so James, where are we with Uri? Do we need to move on because you can't get to him? Because I don't want to belabor this. It sounds like, yeah, I think we got a problem. So let's just move on. Okay. So anyway, I was talking about the student loans and how that's all going to work. Today, in Chicago, there is a vote going on for their next mayor. They have 9 candidates, including the incumbent mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who is an absolute disaster. Can't understand this woman. If you listen to her, if you read anything about her, she seems like about as incompetent as anybody could be to have that job. But last time, she won every ward in the city. That was 2019. So the polls are in. She's not in that same position. As a matter of fact, there are, because of the increased crime, all the feud with the labor unions, a number of different issues, her popularity has gone down in the tank, as well it ought to. But it brings us around to asking the question about people who get into politics, people who become leaders. It's especially in this day and age, you get to the George Santos thing, which is anybody can run. Yeah, we all, you know, I could run, you could run, Jay, everybody, anybody can run. But what do you, when you get in there, what do you do? And how do you do it? And how do you know what to
do? Then what?
Yeah. A friend of mine just got elected to the state legislature in Massachusetts, and she was telling me that the way that they are educated, they put all the new legislators in an auditorium in the state house, and they spend a day telling them how basically it works, who you have to know, what you have to do, and that's it. That's all the training they get. Then they're put to work, and they do or they don't according to not only what they know and how things are explained to them, but what their staff knows. Because as we all know, people in those positions have staff, and if they aren't clued in, then you're going to go no place. So at any rate, I'm looking at some of these other candidates for mayor. You know, she made a big thing. She was black. She was gay. You know what? Who cares? Why does that qualify you? Maybe out of the other side of it, does
or
it disqualify you?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It's not a factor. What have you done in your life professionally? What are you qualified to do? Being gay and being a woman and being black doesn't qualify you for anything, in my book, one way or another. That's not what this is about. This is about leadership, the ability to understand how the system works. You have the school system that you need to know about. You've got the unions in the city you got to know about. You've got the police you got to know about. You have to understand how it all works. And if you don't, how do you lead? And that was the trouble of this woman. She made a big deal out of how unusual she was, but nobody ever talked about what her experience was. So they've already had 200,000 people vote in Chicago so far. Now the numbers are down. And this is what's happening in elections, because leadership is bad. People say, I keep voting for people and they're lousy, so why should I bother? And so that's why you get crap candidates like you get. There's a Cook County commissioner who's running. There's a guy who runs the school department who's running. And if you get, in this circumstance, the top candidate has to get 50% plus one vote in order to win, which is, I guess, I don't know, isn't that, how does that work? No matter where you are, you got to get 50%, otherwise they revote. So if you had 37% and the other person had 36, you wouldn't win. You got to have 50% plus one vote in order to win. It'll be interesting to see tomorrow at this time, Jay, how that turns out.
Yeah.
Chicagoland, the Windy City, in our focus here on Good Day at, where are we, 10 before the hour. Yes, yes, yes.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stock. That's Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup.
I guess that's the end. The end. It's a long, well, not necessarily a long and winding road. This is a long and short. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, talking about MASH. Why? What are we celebrating with regard to MASH, Chucker?
We've done this before. We'll do it again, and we've been on the air for a long time. But this day in February 28, 1983, the final episode of MASH aired, titled Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen, directed by series star Alan Alder. It was a two-hour episode aired on CBS. 125 million people in the United States of America tuned in to watch that final episode. That was a record. I can't even imagine in this culture anything like it. You could actually go on YouTube, Doug, and watch people sitting at bars across the country crying at episode. That was a great episode. Of all the TV shows that have done last episode, some have been really good, some have been clunkers. This was as good, if not the best, final episode. Very, very moving piece of television. Alan Alda did a great, great job on that final episode.
Alec Baldwin, speaking of final episodes, he is... along with other producers being sued by three crew members who now say that they are dealing with anxiety.
See, that's
depression.
The problem. It'll never, that stuff never ends. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. It's a lawsuit. That's what it is. That's how they get the dolly operator, the set costumer.
Well, so if you experience something like that, how would you not have PTSD after that?
I don't know. I haven't been there, so I don't know the answer to that, Jay. I think that there's some people who might
You might, but I mean,
the problem,
I mean,
can you
sue everybody?
It's convenient. It's described by the lawyers as a gun-heavy Western. Hello, what Western? what Western do you know that doesn't have any guns in it? It's kind of. I just look at lawyers and they make me nauseous most of the time. They do, because this kind of stuff goes on.
So I agree with you.
There was an accident. Nobody killed this person on purpose.
I agree.
So what are you going to do? Now, because the laws allow you, everybody can sue everybody or anybody for anything they want. So the whole thing is corrupted by what's allowed in the system.
And at the end of the day, I don't think, unfortunately, I just don't think much is going to come of it unless they find the person who put the perennial bullet in the gun. Everything
that
else around it is what it is. I mean, sometimes there's things in life that are simply called accidents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So do you have, is there any room? Is it no room for anything but perfection anymore, Chucker, in
exactly.
Any circles? Yep.
I agree.
All right, so what do you have for movie news?
I just wanted to point out, talking about big ratings, beside MASH, you go back to August 28, 1967, when the final episode of The Fugitive aired. 78 million people watched, 72%. Market share. Other relevant finals, Seinfeld, when it aired back in May of 14th, 1998, 76 million watch that final episode. That was a perplexing episode. I didn't think it was, a lot of people were disappointed. I was too. I thought that series did not end on a high note creatively. And then Friends, which was a good episode, that aired in 2004. 52 million people watched the final episode of Friends. But if you go back to MASH, 125 million people. That's an incredible number in retrospect, if you think about it.
Yeah. All right, so
one other thing, Creed 3 opens this Thursday night. So it's 91% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. So this should be really good interest in people seeing Creed 3, I think.
All right, Chucker. Thank you. 58 past the hour. This is good day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.